Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Sandwiched between the inauguration of a new president and the beginning of the 2021 Oklahoma legislative session, the timing for the 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Development Meeting couldn't be better. That coming from Michael Kelsey, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Kelsey said one thing they're excited about is their new Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions.
Prairie Beef Solutions, and we're really excited about that. And I should say that we're really excited about a lot of opportunities in Oklahoma for labeled or branded beef programs, whether it's individuals that are selling directly to consumers, and there's really no label or brand to it at all. It's just I'm buying from my local rancher. Two, we've seen some Oklahoma ranchers who have chosen to label their product or brand their product. They're doing that on their own. That's fantastic. And then we've seen some different efforts otherwise, but this effort is to specific for retail. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions, we're really excited about adding value to ground beef here in Oklahoma. That's our first step. We're hoping that it can move forward beyond ground beef, but let's get that handled, if you will.
The ground beef will be sold in retail stores around the state.
We've got a great retail partner lined up that we're hoping to roll out in May. We're very excited about this. Sydney Gerken has come on full time for us, and she's doing a great job of getting a lot of the logistics in place. There are so many moving pieces and parts to rolling out a product on retail level. It's not easy at all. And so she's doing a great job. We're excited about it. We're going to be really going into depth at our winter policy meeting on where we're at and what the next step are to continue moving forward to that May timeline when we hope to roll out that product.
That policy meeting coming up Tuesday, January the 26th at Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Well, the Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a regulatory environment at USDA for agricultural animal biotechnology innovation. The agreement allows USDA to lead animal biotech regulatory framework. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue stated the effort clears a path to bring our regulatory framework into the 21st century. The MOU outlines responsibilities concerning the regulation of certain animals developed using genetic engineering intended for agricultural purposes. The MOU complements USDA's issuance of an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking on the movements of animals modified or developed by genetic engineering on December the 28th of 2020. Under this framework, USDA would safeguard animal and human health by providing end-to-end oversight from pre-market reviews through post-market food safety monitoring for certain farm animals modified or developed using genetic engineering intended for human food. The MOU also allows for the transition of portions of FDA's pre-existing animal biotechnology regulatory oversight to USDA. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.